This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Good morning, Syracuse. Welcome back to the Juice on the Cuse podcast. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. I'm your host, Wes Chang. So much to talk about in the Syracuse recruiting world. I wanted to get started on the Syracuse basketball team. They got a commitment from 2024 shooting guard Elijah Moore over the weekend. Plenty to be excited about him. The four-star shooting guard chose Syracuse over offers from Alabama, Arkansas, Miami, and Oklahoma State. We're going to get a full scouting report on him later in the podcast, but overall, it's finally nice for the Orange to land a recruit since they didn't have one in 2023 to this date. That said, on Wednesday, four-star wing Marcus Adams put Syracuse in his top five. He's currently in the 2024 class, but he has the potential to reclassify to 2023, so we'll keep a very close eye on that. In the football world, the 2023 national signing period started on Wednesday, and as expected, it was mostly quiet, but the Orange did land a commitment from 2023 Texas wide receiver Darryl Gill, and this guy is a speedster. He runs a 4.40 in the 40-meter dash, and the Orange beat out both Purdue and Washington State for him. And that was Syracuse's third football commitment in the last week. Long snapper Tom Callahan, a graduate transfer from Fordham, committed. And by the way, I chatted with him over the weekend, and the best part about him is that he knows that he has the same name as Chris Farley's character in the 90s cult classic movie Timing Boy, and he basically told me to tell all of you to keep the memes coming. And finally, Syracuse got its second commitment in the 2024 class with Pennsylvania running back Sam Cooper committing to the Orange, and we welcome Sam Cooper on now. Sam, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So Sam, first off, congratulations on committing to Syracuse. You were on a visit to Syracuse over the weekend when you made your decision. What made you decide to commit to Syracuse?
Me and my family was there to cover my coaches, and I just really liked the coaching staff and the school, and I liked how honest and straightforward the coaches was with me, and I just felt like it was right at the moment.
Who on the coaching staff did you connect most with?
I have a really good connection with Coach Lynch, the running back coach. Me and him talk almost every day.
Sam, what did your family think when you made the decision?
When I committed, I currently live with my auntie and my uncle. They're like parent figure for me. They all really agree and like the decision that we made together.
Sam, you play wide receiver, running back, and linebacker at Conway Eagan. Do you like that you've committed as a running back at Syracuse?
I will go there to play any position. Like, I'm like an all-around athlete. And like, running back, if they want me to play running back, they want me to play anywhere on the field, whatever to make the team better, I'm willing to do. I'm just a football player. I just do whatever that the team needs to be better and to be great. And I'm there. I'm all for it, whatever the team needs.
Sam, you actually got to see Syracuse play back in November when you were visiting Boston College. What did you think when you saw Syracuse play?
When I saw Syracuse play, I really liked Syracuse. I liked the school. I liked everything about the school. Yeah, and then when I was at the game, it was just a really good game. Syracuse came through and played really good and was able to come through to win at the end of the day. And that was really cool to watch.
So you got to see Sean Tucker that day. He rushed for over 1,000 yards last year. Do you like how Syracuse uses the running back?
Yeah, I really like that. I like how, like Coach Lang was saying, he said how he really helps his running back. Like, he shows them what to do. Like, we'll never have, like, no type of problem when it comes to the plays. And I really like how the receivers and everybody block for each other and how put together everything is.
What did you think of the Syracuse campus when you visited?
I really liked it. Like, they told me that they have a upcoming $200 million facility coming, and I look forward to really seeing that, and I feel like it's really going to boost the school up. And I just liked everything about the school, and like, I liked the football area, the everything, every prospect about the school I liked. So I guess that was a sign. At the moment, it just felt really good. It felt like it was the right decision to make at the moment.
Sam, we'll get you out of here on this one. Anything you want to say to the Syracuse fans listening?
Just to stay tuned. I can't wait to be down there and just show like to show the same love back and just to be able to play great and continue what I'm doing and to able to show the players and the fans that didn't make a mistake.
Sam, thanks for calling in. We appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you at the Dome in 2024.
I appreciate you.
Sam Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. The Orange has done really well with its running backs in the past few cycles, so here's hoping Sam is that next great Syracuse running back. I'm really excited for Sam. Sam seems really excited about Syracuse, and he's the second commitment in the 2024 class after Syracuse local Syair Torrance, so it seems like recruiting is off to a great start. We'll take a quick break. I'll be joined by Pro Insight's Tyler Glazer after the break. I'm Wes Chang.
This is the Juice on the Cuse podcast.
Here's the MyBookie read. Winning season is here at MyBookie.ag. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Sign up now and you'll get a dollar-for-dollar match up to not $100, not $500, but a dollar-for-dollar match up to $1,000. MyBookie has thousands of bets from the full college basketball slate to the NFL and the NBA. Every bet you want to make is at MyBookie.ag. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code THEJUICEONLINE, that's all one word, THEJUICEONLINE, and double your first deposit now. Your winning season begins today, and it's only at MyBookie.ag. So early in the show, I brought up Syracuse landing a commitment from Elijah Moore. It's exciting news for the team, and it's also exciting for me to bring on Pro Insight's Tyler Glazer to talk about his commitment. Tyler, thanks for coming on the program today.
Of course.
So Tyler, you've had a chance to watch Elijah Moore all year. Let's start with getting your overall thoughts on his game.
Yeah, Elijah is someone who, you know, good size at the combo guard position. You know, he's kind of somewhere between 6'3", 6'5", you know, still developing into his body. So he's got that size, got that length, sturdy frame too at, you know, around 175 pounds. So, you know, he'll continue to add muscle, stronger lower body, that type of stuff. So I think his traits or his attributes, the one that he'll bring to Syracuse immediately is his, you know, outside shooting. So just a high volume, efficient shooter, has multiple games, you know, where he's made, you know, two plus, three plus threes, best game of the season so far, you know, was back in November 2022 at Thanksgiving Hoop Fest in Dallas, where he scored 32 points, 8 of 12 from three-point land. So definitely will bring some outside shooting. That's probably his most translatable skill, but can also act as a secondary creator, straight-line driver. He's an underrated passer. I know that's something that I think he's looking to expand as he continues to develop. You know, still only a junior, but definitely shows some passing chops, like in pick and roll and stuff like that. But yeah, right now I'm playing with Cardinal Hayes. Ian Jackson is kind of the star player there, so Elijah plays off of him really well, just as a floor stretcher and you know, secondary ball handler and that type of stuff.
So Elijah is definitely known for his offense, but as you know, Syracuse on defense plays in that 2-3 zone. How well does he fit on the defensive end at the top of that zone?
Yeah, so defensively, I think that's an area where he still probably needs to improve a little bit. Just kind of, you know, he'll be playing more zone, so that'll be more beneficial for him. But he's a guy who I think could be a pretty smart team defender. Has multiple games this season with two or more steals. So definitely, you know, rotates, plays passing lanes, active hands, stuff like that. So I think, you know, at the top of the zone, he should be, you know, that should benefit him and he should fit in well there.
Tyler, how college ready is he? Is Elijah a plug and play guy or is he going to be someone that needs a couple years to develop?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think he's just starting to scratch the surface a little bit on who he can be. So a lot still to be determined with that. I think he's, you know, could be someone who eases into Syracuse, you know, figures out his role there, maybe comes in off the bench, stretches the floor, and then kind of earns more minutes as the season goes on his freshman year. So I would assume he'd probably come off the bench to start and then maybe earn a starting spot midway through the season, something like that.
What are we talking about in terms of the max upside here for Elijah? If everything breaks the right way and maxes out, who does he compare best to?
Yeah, comparisons are pretty tough, as you know. So, I hesitate to give a comparison this early with him only being a junior. I think if I were him, guys that I would study or recommend studying would probably be, you know, a Buddy Hield type of guy and maybe a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. you know, because he's, you know, he's a dead-eye shooter. He's, you know, like I said, a high-volume guy. He's going to come in, stretch the floor, quick trigger, similar to Buddy Hield was at Oklahoma and how he is with the Pacers. But he's also a crafty guy, and you see, you know, how he operates in pick and roll a little bit and, you know, his passing chops and, you know, just kind of those natural instincts offensively, where I think if you was to study a Shai Gilgeous that, you know, incorporates some of those things into his game, you know, maybe he could be, you know, I don't want to make that direct comparison because Shai is extremely, you know, gifted and stuff like that. But I would see him as more of a Buddy Hield player archetype who can do a little bit more things off the bounce, you know.
Tyler, plug Pro Insight and tell us all about what you guys do there.
Yeah, so we do a lot of stuff in grassroots, but we also cover middle school and college basketball. So we kind of like to see the player early and then follow their trajectory and their path as they turn professional. So we consult for a lot of college teams, you know, D1 teams, as well as NBA teams, and kind of give them our input. But yeah, we just cover a lot of ground. We have guys located throughout the country who, you know, scout for us, cover events, write articles, you know, collect information, that type of stuff, as well as guys who are based international, who, you know, cover European basketball and all of that. So we've been around for about 4 years now. So we're still, you know, getting started and trying to build the brand, but, you know, have a good team and always looking to just shed, you know, put a spotlight, shed some light on players and their journeys, you know.
Tyler, thanks so much for coming on. Tyler Glazer from Pro Insight. We'll catch up with you soon.
Of course. Thank you, Wes.
Tyler Glazer, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to check out more of what Tyler does at PerspectiveInsight.com. That's PerspectiveInsight.com. And let me tell you, this is someone who's all over the college and high school scouting scene. This is someone who's been at the Nike Hoop Summit, NBA Summer League, all around the Pac-12 and the USA Junior National Minicamp. So really happy to have him on the program. We'll definitely have him on in the future to help break down Syracuse basketball recruits. And I wanted to close out the show with a hearty congratulations to Syracuse men's soccer coach Ian McIntyre. He just, and very deservedly so, received a long-term contract extension to stay as the men's soccer coach. The 13th-year head coach brought Syracuse its first-ever soccer title as the Orange defeated Indiana in penalty kicks in December. He was the ACC Coach of the Year and now is the second-winningest coach in program history at 123, 86, and 40. I never talked much about Syracuse soccer before, but I'm talking a lot more about it now because McIntyre's changed Syracuse into a national powerhouse. That's it for us. I want to thank my guests today, 2024 Syracuse running back commit Sam Cooper, Pro Insights Tom Glazer, and our sponsor, MyBookie.ag. And this is Wes Chang reminding you that I think it's cool the way flash mobs came and went so quickly as a phenomenon. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast, and we'll see you next time.